Okay, we are up to Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Just one Hosafa, which I found something last night that I just wanted to add on to what was discussed yesterday. Now, Menachem mentioned on the story between Abaye and Rava at the beginning of yesterday's Amud that how Rava asks them when they were younger, who do we bench to? And they say, do we bench to Hashem? And Rava asks, where is Hashem? And Rava points to the roof, and Abaye went outside and points to the heavens. And Rabbi says, "Oh, I see you're both going to be great rabbis." So that's the story. So Menachem mentioned one thought from the Kusker yesterday. I just wanted to add on one more. I saw the Sharam Sharon Balacha quotes the Rabbi Yecheskel Mishinova. I'm not sure which Rebbe that is, but it's a Rebbe that he says, "Tivadi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashgiach Al Kol Echad VeEchad BaHashgacha Pratis V'Zanim B'Farnis Lakol Vadai." Everything that we have in life, all of our panasa, all of our hashgacha, comes from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But Mikol Makom HaOlam Misnayik B'Derech HaTeva. But the world was set up in a way that it appears natural. V'HaHorim Mitablim MiBnei Maktanim. And the natural way is that it appears as if the parents are taking care of the children. Even though really it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, but really that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up. But, he says, Rachmana Litzlan, Yisomim, She'en Lahem Av Ve'im L'Gadzlam, Horatzlan Be'yosom, an orphan, where HaKadosh Baruch, it's more obvious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazmin, Mishi Yitabu Bahem. Somebody is in charge of them and helps them out, that it's more nikar, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why he says, Rava points to the roof. The roof symbolizes the house. Rava had parents. But the house symbolized that it was B'derach HaTeva. Abaye, we know all of Ashat's quotes, Amr Li Aim, it was really the woman who took care of her, or him. He was an orphan. His parents died very young. So that's why Abaye went out to the sky and pointed to Shemayim, because it was more obvious to him that, or to the world, that it was nikar, that it was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's one Hosafa on that story. Okay, so let's go to where we're at, the two dots, the eighth line on Mem Chesem and Aleph. Amr of Yehuda. Again, we didn't do this Tosfos. I don't know if you mentioned the big Tosfos, the first one on the Amud, is a Gemara related to yesterday. It speaks about whether a katan is allowed to hold a chumash and be misarif to a minion. Whole discussion that's this big. You look at the second half of that Tosfos. Rabbi Natan says it's a minak shtus, but this is where it comes from, because that Gemara that talks about is an aron part of a minion, is Shabbos part of a minion. So related to that is this discussion about katan. Is katan any different? Okay. Amr Yehuda Breider of Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishpeit Rav. Two dots. Tisha achlu dagan ve'echel achlu yerek mitztarfen. Let's say nine people ate bread bread. Ve'echel achlu yerek, and one had vegetables. Mitztarfen. That could be there mitzuref to a zimun. Right? Sometimes people are mocked with, oh, you have to have a cookie. Sounds like from the Gemara that as long as you're talking about the 10, 9 and 1, it's enough that if one of them eats yurakos. Amr Reb Zera, so Reb Zera, by my name, Mayor of Yehuda, Shmona Mahu, Shiva Mahu. What if you have 8 and 2? What if you have 7 and 3? Okay, 9 and 1, I understand. One could have Yurakos. What about 8 and 7? So Amr Le Loshna, no difference. 9, 8, or 7, either way, as long as so far as you have 7 that ate bread, the 3 of them can eat Yurakos. So Amr Le Shisha, and here's a question of the Girsa here. We have Vadai Lomi Bayali. Reb Zera says to himself, 6, I didn't ask. Not sure exactly why he'd ask. I definitely didn't ask 6. But if you look on the side, there are two other Gersos quoted. Vadai might be Rashi Tevos, that says on the side, Vidalid Eino Yerek. Vadai, Vidalid Eino Yerek, because Vadai doesn't sound like the blog here. You should say Shisha Lomi Boili. What's Shisha Vadai Lomi Boili? So he just changed, what Gerson is that he just changes it to Vidalid Eino Yerek. That the it's 6 hate Mizonos, and Vidalid ate Achlu Yerek. I'm sorry, not Eino Yerek, Achlu Yerek. But that also doesn't seem to perfectly fit, because the next line of the Gemara is going to seem to reflect that Reb Zera was somehow upset that he didn't ask the question. So if from our Gemara, if either the Girsa is Vadai or Vidalad Achlu Yerek, doesn't give off the impression at all that he was upset. So another Girsa that's quoted on the side is Vaida, or woe is me that I didn't ask this question. So if that's the statement, so then we understand that Reb Zera was somehow upset that he didn't ask 6 and 4, even though he asked the other 3. So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya Shapar Avatz. What's the problem? It's good you didn't ask. To Lo Yiboylecha that he didn't ask. Hasam Taiba by Bishadika Ruba Hachanamika Ruba. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, what's the difference? You didn't ask because it's Pashut. Of course, the halach is the same. 9, 8, 7, 6. They're all rove, majority. Achle Rav Mahatos and other majorities. So that's why it's good you didn't ask. But the Ihu Sava Reb Zera himself was upset because he wasn't sure why. Ruba de Minkar Ba'inan. There are many different categories within Rove. There's one of them is Rove and Ruba de Minkar, a recognizable Rove. 6 and 4 is not what is called a recognizable Rove. It's very close to 50-50. And 7 and 3 already is a recognizable Rove. Ruba de Minkar, Rabbeinu Yoni here says it has to be at least 2/3 for Ruba de Minkar. So let's say you have 3, so 2/3 is 2 and 1. That's a Ruba de Minkar. But once you're in 10, so then 6 and 4 is not enough. 7 and 3 is good enough, but somewhere between. That's the cutoff. But it has to be Ruba de Minkar. That's why he was mesupik about whether it could be 6 and 4. Okay, there's an important Tosas here in Dibur Maaseh Tisha. Tosas quotes V'hachi Hilchasa. This is the halacha that if 9 people eat bread and 1 person has a vegetable, has a cup of wine, it's mitztarif, and he could say Nevarach Shachanu Mishalo. Right, he can be mitztarif to the minion. But then he quotes V'yesha Rotzim Lomar. There are those who want to say, and this is the riff, that dafka laziman asara, only by 10 could you have one that ate yirakos, 9 and 1. But abol shlosha lo mitztarfi. But for a ziman for 3, you can't have 2 that ate bread and 1 that had vegetables. Tahare la'el ma'ami machrina tvei betzirfas shlosha mibasara. Because earlier you also see, sometimes there's more chumras by 3 than by 10. But Yerushalmi, it seems to say that it would work by 3 also, and then the Reeb was posting that at Shuvaso, and the Saramikutsi says, no, maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't mean it. Either way, this is about 2 days in Tosfos about whether this principle that if one guy eats a Bari Nefashas food, can he be mitzarif to the minion? The Gemara says clearly by 10 it works. Machlokas in Tosfos about whether it would apply by 3 also. In Svara, it's interesting, because let's say it doesn't apply by 3. Let's say by 3 you have to have 3 people that ate bread. So Rabbeinu Yona points out, a couple of daf ago, we said 10 was more chumer than 3. Right? Like by 10, let's say one guy walks out. So the Gemara on Memhama Beis had said, if one guy walks out, he could stand in the... by 3, he could still stand in the street and wave and answer, but by 10, he has to be in bed, here inside, because lav orach haaretz, pasdish, to say Hashem's name with the guy standing outside. Well, here we're saying that 10 has more flexibility. 10, one guy could have vegetables. And by 3, no, maybe not. So Rabbeinu Yona says, how can it work in both directions? Is 10 more chamer or is 3 more chamer? If it's 10, you're saying Hashem, Hashem, but in terms of the rigidity for the zimun, which is more chamer? So Rabbeinu Yona, it's a simple approach. And that is, when you're dealing with, what's 10? That's in terms of Hashras HaShechina. When you have 10 people, that's Hashras HaShechina. Like yesterday's daf, right? The battle of yesterday's daf, it said you have to be one of the first 10. Why? The Maharsha says, because that brings the Shechina. If you're one of the first 10 in Shul, that brings the Shechina. Everybody else is, the Shechina's already there, so you're coming in. So that's why when you're dealing with getting the Shechina there, that's why 10 is more chamer. The guy standing outside, he has to come in. If you want a Shechina to be here, you gotta have more, you have to make sure it's here. But once the Shechina is here, then you have more flexibility. Okay, you could have Yerakos, etc. And therefore, it would be more flexible than the 3. But that's the difference between getting the 10, and once the 10 is there, it's more flexible. Okay. Is it Yerak Dafka meeting even Shahako? I'm sure I didn't... I'm not sure. Yanai Malka... I'm sure it's an obvious answer. I just didn't get to look it up. Bit of busy Shabbos. Yanai Malka Umalkasa. Kirichu Rifti Bahadi Hadadi. So Yanai and his wife were one time breaking bread together. What happened? Yanai, since he killed out all the rabbis, there was nobody to bench for him. That's what happened. He killed all the mouth. He was upset at them. Right? They didn't let him. The stories in the Kedushin and other places that Yanai wanted to be the king. He was from, Rashi explains here, that he was Mimalchi Beis Chashmonai Haya. Right? He was from Beis Chashmonai, and the rabbis didn't want him to be king. Right? From the Beis Chashmonai, the Ramban and Parshas Vayechi has a big arichus. That's why the Chashmonai weren't the greatest, because they weren't from Yehuda. Only Malchus Beis David. Right? So he was from Chashmonai. The rabbi said he couldn't be king. He said, okay, I'm getting rid of you. So he got rid of all the rabbis. And it seems like from here, the Tzlach talks about this, that he didn't know how to bench. He needed somebody to bench for him. Okay, he was makban on Berchaz HaMazon. Not too much on Resicha, but on Berchaz HaMazon, he was a makban about. And he wanted somebody to bench for him. Right? In those days, remember, one person benched. So he didn't know. Amar lo l'tibisu, man yovon gavar dem varechlon. So he says to his wife, oh honey, I wish somebody could bench for us. So Amar lei ishtabali d'imaisin al chagavar delo mitzaharis lei. Swear to me, if I bring you somebody out, that you're not going to kill him. Okay, so he swears. Yes, I see. Say l'Shimon ben Shetach achua. So she brings out her brother Shimon ben Shetach. Right, a couple of stories all over the place about Yanai's brother-in-law Shimon ben Shetach. He was the only rabbi that made it through. So osve beti day la day. So Shimon ben Shetach, they gave him a seat right in between the king and his wife, the king and the queen. Amar lei, chaziz kama yakra vinalacha. So Yanai says, see how nice I treat you? See what covet I give you, Shimon ben Shetach? So Amar lei, lav atakomokrisli. You're not giving me any covet, Yanai. Nothing has to do with you. Ella oraisahu demokrisli. Anything I'm getting right now is only the schus of the Torah that I have learned in my life. Dechsev, as this pasuk says, salsala usaroma mecha. Salsala, be misalsala, play with the Torah, usaroma mecha, and it will raise you. It has to do with the Torah. Or some have the question, the Marsha says, that the next three words of the pasuk, part of the girsu, or Rashi put it in. Either way, sechabeitcha, if you honor it, it will honor you, I'm sorry, kisechabkena, when you hug it, when you embrace it. So either way, Yanai says, Shimon ben Shetach says, it has nothing to do with you, it has to do with the Torah I learned. So Amar lei, kachazis lo bekabel maris. So Yanai peeks over to his wife and says, you see this guy? Isn't it good I killed all these rabbis? Okay, he's not kavadik. Look what he does. So the Rishash says, that's what he means here in this Gemara. He's kind of like defending himself. See, he doesn't have maris' authority. He's not bekabel maris. So look, it's good I killed all these rabbis. So anyway, so Yoav, let's get down to business. Yoav b'lekiz levruche. So he gave Shimon ben Shetach a kos of wine to bench on, you know, with brechas hamazon. So here it is, sarcasm in the Gemara. Amar heich ibrak. He says, what should I say? Baruch she'achal yanei v'chaveir of mishalo. He says, what should I say? Baruch she'yanei ate. You know, I didn't eat anything. What am I supposed to say? I'm going to say baruch that yanei ate. So what's going on here? So okay, yanei got the message. Sashi elahu kasa. So Shimon ben Shetach drank that cup of wine. That was his eating. That wasn't the benching coast. So he drank the cup of wine. The yavalei kisachrino barach. So they gave him another cup of wine, and he benched on that cup, and therefore he could be mitzurif because he had the cup of wine. It doesn't say there's somebody else there. This is a zimun issue, but seems like there was. Oma Rebbe Abba Breder of Chiyabar Abba Shimon ben Shetach to Ovid Lagarmi hu to Ovid. Shimon ben Shetach, who did this? What's this? He had a cup of wine, and then he was motzi others in the benching. So we don't pass in that way. He did it himself. But really, he didn't mean that to be the halacha. Dehachi amar abchiyah bar abba amar Rabbi Yochanan laolam enu motzi asarab yimdei chavasan ad sheyochal kezayis dagan. Because really, the halacha is that you can be mitzurif. You can be part of it, like we said before, if you eat a vegetable or something. But to be motzi others, to be the mezamein, you have to have at least a kezayis dagan. You have to have a kezayis of bread, and in that way you can be motzi. So he only had a cup of wine, so therefore, really what he did, you can't pass him from what he did, really you have to have at least a kezayis of mezonos. Oh, so that's a question. It's unclear in the Gemara whether there was somebody else. It sounds like there was nobody else. So if there was nobody else, so maybe he's just saying the berachas hamazon itself, not the berachas hazimun. Maybe he's just benching for him, and Yanai's listening. But even for that, it sounds like you have to have enough kezayis to be motzi him. Even though we said, right, you need chilek brachas adif. We said right, but that's sounds like from here that because if there's no choice, right? The Gemara afterwards said what chacham and a boor. Then in that case, it does work because it's obviously reaches the standards of boor here. A couple of important ha'aris on this line of the Gemara. There are three ways to understand, and we're showing them right here, understand this line of the Gemara that it says, no, I can't be motzi anybody until you eat a kezayis dagan. So Rashi says, but once you eat a kezayis, you can be motzi others. So the question that only we should deal with is that when somebody eats a kezayis, l'chora, the Gemara earlier that we had on Daf Chaf says that he's only chayiv in birchas hamazon midrabanan. Right, Hashem had said to the Malachi Asharis, look at my children, they bench even on the Kezayis. Really, midaraisa, you only have to bench when you're satisfied. So the Gemara there had said that a mechuyiv midarabanan, a katan, can't be motzi a daraisa. And all of a sudden, this Gemara says, once you eat a Kezayis dagan, you can be motzi. L'chol Mefarshim point out that Yanai didn't just eat a Kezayis. Yanai had Kitei Sviya. Come on. So if he had Kitei Sviya, the question is, our Gemara seems to say that the Mechuyiv Midrabanan, somebody eats a Kezayis, can be motzi Mechuyiv Midaraisa. While the Gemara over there said that a Katan, or right, an Isha who benches, right, let's focus on Katan right now, a Katan can't be motzi somebody who's Mechuyiv Midaraisa. That's the question that the Rishonim deal with. How do you shtim? How do you put together that Gemara, which seems to say that a katan can't be motzi a chuyiv daraisa, with this Gemara, which seems to say if you eat a kezayis dagan, where you're only chayiv midrabanan, you can't be motzi a daraisa. Three different answers in the Gemara. One answer is Rashi. Rashi says, no. A mechuyiv is a mechuyiv. Don't worry about the rabbanan, the daraisas. Once a person is mechuyiv, then as long as, even if it's mechuyiv midrabanan, he can be motzi. What do you do with that Gemara? That Gemara says that a katan can't be motzi a gadol. This is Rashi's big chiddush. A katan isn't even mechuyiv midrabanan.
The chiyuv of chinuch, says Rashi, is on the father. It's not on the katan, and therefore he's not even a mechuyev midrabanan. That's Rashi's important line, famous Rashi. The alei d'avuahu d'rabi l'chinuche. The father is the chiyuv of chinuch. Tremendous chiddush. It is a tremendous chiddush, but if you think about it, it's not such a chiddush in that, how could we be mechayev a katan in anything? He's a katan, he has no das. So to say a 10-year-old has a chiyuv, even midrabanan, that's also a chiddush, which the other Rishonim say. Rashi, everybody pegs on Rashi, everybody says, oh, how could Rashi say such a thing? There's no chiyuv of chinuch for a katan. It's a chiddush, it's a chiddush, but it's somewhat of a chiddush to say the other way also, which we're about to see. To say that a katan is a chiyuv. What, if he doesn't fulfill his chiyuv, he's not punished. So how much of a chiyuv? Is it a ptur katnus? Is a chiyuv with a ptur katnus? It's a question. But either way, that's Shitas Rashi. You know why a katan doesn't work? Because he has no chiyuv even midrabanan. Approach number one in the Gemara. Approach number two, Rashi quotes the Bahag, and Tosfos quotes the Bahag. The Bahag says we're misunderstanding our Gemara. Really, Yanai only must have been Inikazayas. Nah, he didn't need a daraisa. This is Okasha. Our Gemara is talking about a darabanan being motzi a darabanan. Yanai didn't need a kizayis. Rashi and Tosas both ask on the Bahag, how could you say that? Talking about the king here. The king didn't have enough food. The king only ate a kizayis. Obviously, they ate kidei sviya. So that's why they don't like the Bahag. That is Rashi. That's the Bahag. And approach number three is Tosos. And this is said by the Rush also. And that is, there's a big difference between a katan and this case over here where you eat a kizayis. Why doesn't a katan work? Because he is a gavra drabanan. A katan, no matter how much he eats, it would always be a drabanan. Even if a katan eats kadei sviya, it's a mechuy of drabanan. That's why he can't be motzi daraisa. But here we're talking about a gadol. By a gadol, as long as the person is a gavra daraisa, he could become a daraisa right now if he wanted to, if he ate enough. So then, even if he only ate a sheer drabanan, that's not a problem. Because of the concept of Chol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh, that I'm responsible for you, and that theoretically, even if I didn't eat anything, I'd be able to be motzi you. It's just that I can't say Baruch She'achal Nu Mishalo. But really, Meikar Hadin, even if I don't eat anything, so as long as I eat a little bit to be Mitzurif, so then I will be able to be motzi you. Even if you're a daraisa, and lamaisa I'm a drabanan, but I'm still a gavra daraisa. Okay, so those are the three ways to understand this line of the Gemara of Achiocha Kzayis Dogan. How does this fit in with the Gemara earlier on Daf Chav? There is an interesting, also just another 1 minute discussion about the mitzvah of chinuch, whether it's on the father or whether it's on the son or on the daughter. That's also a question. Whatever way you take it, do we understand it as a mitzvah klali or a mitzvah prati? We had a discussion in the past in parallel topics. Well, let's say a boy wears tzitzis. 10-year-old boy wears tzitzis. Is he doing the mitzvah of tzitzis? Or is he doing the mitzvah of chinuch? Meaning when he wears tzitzis, and when he makes a bracha, and when he eats kosher, when he does all these things, is that the same in Shemayim, on the scorecard in Shemayim? Does it have a scorecard for him, mitzvahs chinuch? And all of a sudden, when he turns 13, oh, now he has 613 mitzvahs. Before that, he only had one mitzvah of chinuch. Or even beforehand, he has the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of kosher, and the mitzvah... So how do you, that's a discussion in the poskim. But I saw in the sefer, it's called Lamdus. Yes, I see the sefer. It's written by, my Rebbe's Chavrusa. Rabbi Adler. So he has different chakiras here with a bunch of nafkaminas. He has like a chakira and then three nafkaminas. Very nice sefer if you could, the chakira that you're looking for is in the sefer. So he has this, chakira, and he quotes three different nafkaminas that might be totally on this. Number one, can a katan be motzi daraisa ever? Let's say there's a gavra, there's a gadol that's mechuyev midrabanan. Could a katan ever be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah? So if you say it's a mitzvah klalus of chinuch, for sure not. I'm mechuyev in chinuch, you're mechuyev in megillah. I'm mechuyev, so it would never work. The only possibility that a katan could be motzi a gadol would be if it's a mitzvah prati, if it's a specific mitzvah for the katan, each and every mitzvah. But another one that comes up, very important, this comes up on Pesach also, and that is, when a katan does a mitzvah, does he have to do it with all the pratim and details of the mitzvah? Can we buy our child a pasul esrog? Right? Can we give him a lemon? It's a big question in Hilchas Sukkah. So the Ritva in Sukkah Daf Gimel says, no way. You've got to buy him a regular lulav. You got to buy him a... It's no chinuch if you buy him something pasul. Right? You have to buy him a regular lulav or matzah or anything, any mitzvah. And the Mordechai seems to say it's good enough not to, because the Mordechai says that on Sukkot, where there's a halacha of lachem, it has to be yours, you could just lend the katan the lulav, even though it's not going to be his. I need lachem, he's not going to be yours. Okay, says the Mordechai. So he might be mechalik, but some say that maybe that's the machlokas between the Ritva and the Mordechai. Whether the mitzvah that a katan does has to be according to all the halachas that are required. Again, what might be behind this machlokas is, how do you look at the mitzvah of chinuch? If the mitzvah of chinuch is a general mitzvah of chinuch, then okay, so it's not exactly according to the definition of every mitzvah, it's fine. But if you say that it's a mitzvah prati, that this is lulav, this is all the kashrus, then you have to follow the same exact laws of a gadol. Machlokas Tanoim, similar. Well, that's we said the Kiyam HaMitzvah, Maisa HaMitzvah, but it might be the same, right? If you can't have the Kiyam HaMitzvah, maybe there shouldn't be any separate Maisa HaMitzvah in Achinami. Okay, there are other discussion also whether Ketanim Pimizamin LaAtzman, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, four lines for the bottom. Meisvei two Gersos, whether there's a Meisvei here or not. First, let's read it according to our Gersa. So we just said that Rav Shimon ben Shetach did something for himself, not to paskin l'maisa. He had a cup of wine, but usually we don't paskin that way. We say you have to eat a kazayas. So now let's say meisveh. Meisveh, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Allah. Rav Shimon Gamliel said about this, the hasev imam afilo tovar imam el batsir. If you lie down, meaning do a haseba with them, even if you just dipped a little bit of a vegetable in seer and brine, v'lo achal imam el grogor achas mitztarif. So this is a meisveh, it's a kasha on what we just said, that who says that you don't have to, that you can't be mezamin for somebody else, unless you have a kazayas of dagon. What do you mean? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even if you have a little vegetable or something, you still do it. So if Shimon Shetach was right, so the Gemara answers no. It's tarufim, it's tarif. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you could be mitzurif, you could combine to the zimun, avalahotzi achir midei chovas on a shiocha kazayas dagon. No, but still to be motzi others, you have to eat a kazayas. That's one way to read the Gemara, that it was a kasha and then a teretz. The Bach takes out meisveh, because he thinks it should be just kitatanya. That it doesn't sound like we're asking, it's tarufim, it's tarif, it's just explaining. It's an obvious diuk of this line of Rashbag. So either way, it means the same thing. That lemaisa comes out after reading these two lines of the Gemara, that fine, if you eat a yarek, if you drink a cup of wine, you could be mitzurif to the zimun. But to be motzi achirim, to be mizamein, that for sure you have to have a kezayis dagan. Okay. Itmar Nami, last line. Amar of Chana bar Yehuda, Mishmei de Rava. Afilu lo taval imahim ela betzir v'lo achal imahim ela grogor zachas. Mitztarif. Even if you only eat a little bit, as we just said, you can be mitztarif. You could combine to be part of the zimun. Remember, the Gemara said at least by the 10. 2 days in Tosus we had about the 3. Ulahotzi ezachem yidei chavasan, eini motzi eshi yochal kazayis dagan. But to be motzi others, you have to have at least a kazayis of bread. Amr Rabbi Rav Chana bar Yehuda Mishmei de Rava Hilchasa. That's the halacha also. Achol ala yarek v'shasa kosh shal yayin mitztarif lahotzi and emotzi hashochol kazayis dagan. Again, to be mitztarif, you can have any little bit, but to be motzi, you have to at least eat a kazayis of dagan. Okay, that's the end of the discussion of how much you have to eat. Next, Amar Rav Nachman, important amud benching. Moshe tikin li Yisrael birchas hazon b'shah sheyarad lahem mon. Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking the first bracha of benching, Birchat Hazon, at the moment when the man fell down. When the man fell down, when the rain down from Shemayim, that's when he was misaking the bracha of Hazon HaSakol. What does that mean? Does it mean that he made the Nusach? Right. So the question is, we're going to see in a little bit later that there are Makoros in the Torah for each of these brachas. So does it mean that they knew that there were three brachas min haTorah? Because we're going to see Moshe, David, and Shlomo also wrote the later brachas. I'm not sure whether this opinion holds it's not the Oraisa. I'd rather say it's the Oraisa, but now the Moshe and Yeshua and David and Shlomo told us how to fulfill the Oraisa, right? Just like the rabbis later on told us how to make Kiddush. So I think that's that would be the pashtus. Okay, so Moshe wrote it when the man fell down. Yeshua tikin lehem berachas haaretz kiva shenichlus laaretz or b'shah shenichlus laaretz. Yeshua ben Nun wrote the second bracha of No Delacha, which talks all about Eretz Yisrael and Alakol. So that was when they went into Eretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo tiknu boni Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo, they were misaking together boni Yerushalayim. David tikin al Yisrael amecha v'ayushalayim yirecha. That part. Shlomo tikin. David didn't build the base of Mikdash. Shlomo, that's why you can't say boni Yerushalayim. Shlomo tikin al abayis hakadosh v'akadosh. So he did the second part. There is interesting that where we say every morning Mizmar Shir Chanukas abayis to David. Right. So what do you mean abayis to David? I ever think about that? We've said it about 8,000 times in our life, probably more. David HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we talking about? Midrash Yerchadukat, this is the soil that David said when he built the Beis HaMikdash. Habayis L'Shlomo. What about with David? And if it's in Tehillim, so David wrote it, so don't say bias. Why? He built it in his head, and he bought all the stuff. He did all the Hachanis. You can say he did all the Hachanis. But the Gemara in Zvachim, I think it's Daf Chavtal, it says that David was Makadish the Ritzpah. He sanctified the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He put it in the... He created the Kedusha. It's a great engagement party for it. No, he was Makadish the Ritzvah, and the parents were Makadish the Ritzvah of this new bias, etc. But that's the Midrash Hakadosh Hazavayis of David, right? That's the, I have a sefer at home, I should remember it, called, Shasimcha Bimono. It's all varts on weddings. So on the first page it says, stuff that you say at a tznoim. I've never been at a separate tznoim, it's always at the wedding, but it's at a tznoim, this vart, Midrash Hakadosh David, the David do is Gemara Nizvachim, Makadish the Ritzvah. Anyway, but the pasha said that he didn't build it, so that's why Shlomo HaMelech said, Alabayis Hagodova Hakadosh. Hatova Hametiv b'Yavne Tiknuha, but the bracha of Hatova Hametiv that was Mesukan in Yavne later on. Keneged Heruge Beitar, after the massacred Jews in Beitar were killed. Damer of Masna Oso Hayom Shenitnu Heruge Beitar l'Kvura. On that day that the Heruge Beitar were buried. What's that day? Oso Hayom. So doesn't say anywhere here. Just says on the side. Tainis Baba Basra. Anybody? What day? Tu B'Av, one of the six things that happened on Tu B'Av was the Heruge Beitar went into Lekvura. That's why it's in Tainus, because the end of Tainus talks about why Lo Hayom Tovim, Yom Kippurim and Tu B'Av, and the Baba Basra also quotes that Chazal. So on that day, they made they were because of that event, they were misaking the bracha. Tiknu B'Yav Natov HaMeitiv, HaTov Shelo Hisrichu, Tov that the bodies didn't decompose, the HaMeitiv Sheninu Lekvura, and Meitiv that they were also Nitan for Kavura. Okay, just a couple of ideas on this Gemara. So Moshe was misaking, when the mun fell down, he was misaking the first bracha. Meaning, they benched after they ate the mun. Right? There was no other food then. So Moshe misaking, that's the pashas of the Gemara. They misaking when they ate the mun. And the rule is that you can never bench without saying a bracha Rishona. So what bracha did they say on the mun? That's a question in the Mefarshim. I wouldn't say the Rishonim, but in the Mefarshim. So there's Shom Tzion Balacha here quotes the Sefer Chasidim that Al Aman Hayom Mevarchin Hanosin Lechem in Hashemayim, not Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz, but Hanosin. We're not being motzi. We're being given. So Hanosin Lechem in Hashemayim. And he quotes the Svar Makdoshim Bnei Yisaschar that he also says that, and then he quotes another that said maybe there's no bracha. Shalom Berach Al Aman Kol Iker. Why? To Halachem Abirim Benivla Beivarim. You only, again, I don't understand this totally, but the ikar of the bracha is to be makadesh, the parts that you're eating, and the psolus is going to go away. There is no psolus by the mun. So all just going to be nivla into our bones. Therefore, maybe there's no bracha rishona. But the pasha, the stechemet, and others say maybe there is a bracha rishona. Okay, that's one discussion about what bracha you said on the mun. Sefer Chasidim is a rishon, correct. But it's a mafarish rishon. It's in a chinam. Okay, that's one idea. Rabbi Yosef Engel, I saw, has another idea. Where is it? His question? Okay, this is Rabbi Yosef Engel's question. It's a ksas. It's not a gadol. You only have to bench for bread from the five minim. Let's say you have rice bread or some other bread. You don't have to say amotzi your bench. What are you benching for in the man? The man wasn't bread. So he said it must be there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Yuma whether the man, we only, the one sheet is famous, whether the man only tasted like everything you wanted it to taste like, or it even had the texture of what you wanted it to taste like. Tama uma masho. So he said it must be this Tana is holding, this sheet in the Gemara is holding like the sheet of Tama uma masho, that it was even had the mamashas of bread. It had the mamashas of bread, so then we understand how you could say hamotzi. Again, this isn't just drash. This is the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu made the bracha even then. The Pasha says they said it then. Not just because that he said he was masaki to them, and then they only said it later. So you have to have this discussion here. That's one point. There's also, so Atova Ametiv, so we all know that was Biyavne Tiknuha. So why they put it into benching? What is Hatov Ametiv, the wonderful nays happened, Tov that they didn't decompose, Ametiv Shalosh, they were buried. Why don't just put into tefillah? What are we benching? Everything, we have to remember Beitar when we bench? What's Mahakesher? And I never thought of the question, but it's such a pushed question. Until last night, late at night, I didn't think of the question. I don't know, but I saw that Tzlach asked this question, and he says as follows: Nira shetiknu hatova hametiv shelo tomar bichla. What's the bracha? We're giving a bracha hatova. It makes sense to make a bracha that didn't disintegrate, they didn't decompose, but that they would need to lekvura. So everybody needs to lekvura. So what's a special bracha? Tova hametiv. They would need to lekvura. And after all, so you see, they didn't decompose, so they didn't even eat kvura. Says the Tzlach, right? So what do we make of such a big celebration? Says the Tzlach, that's exactly the point. Shelo Tomar, you shouldn't say, Kiva Shelo Isrichu, Enkan Sorach Lekfura. Burial is based on logic. Why do we bury people? Because their bodies disintegrate, it's not nice, it's putrid, so you have to bury them. Shari gambali kvura lo yisbazu. See here, in this case, there was no kvura, and there's no bizayin happening. So it says the slach aval be'emes ha-kvura einenu tzorach ha-guf levad. We don't do mitzvahs based on what we think is logical. The mitzvah of kvura is not based on the fact that the body is going to disintegrate. Ra gam kein tzorach ha-nefesh. Kfura is for the nefesh as well. He calls manshe lo yashuv ha'afar el ha'aretz lo tashuv ha'ruach el ha'elokim. He even says al pi kabbalah that the neshama doesn't really truly leave a person until the kfura happens, and that's why we're by what's a levaya, where we feel more connected, even though there's a niftar there, but we assume that the neshama is still hovering, the neshama is still there somewhere, not with a Kaddish Baruch Hu by the Kisi HaKavod yet, because the burial isn't complete. L'chein tiknu hatov v'hameitiv shenitnu l'kvura. To emphasize that to us, that kvura is not just a mitzvah sichlis, that is based on the fact for the guf, but to emphasize that here you didn't even need it, because they weren't decomposing, and still they made a bracha to praise Hashem that we need to l'kvura to do this mitzvah, to emphasize to us this special, separate aspect about the mitzvah of kvura. That explains the Tova Meitis. So what about benching? Do we thanks for the lead-in? Because dafka when we're benching and we're stuffing our physical bodies and we're satiating and we're stuffing and picking out, dafka then hatova hametiv. We have to remember what's going to happen to the guf. We have to remember the ultimate stage. Ki acha yitein alibo ki sofa lahasriach. Shar be'elu chashvinu l'nei shelo hasrichu. V'lachein lo yimali bitno kebeten rishoyim. Ki al yidei zeh misrabe habasar. V'tzadik ochel losova nafsha. We have to eat according to what we need. L'kiyem ha'nefesh ha'hekruchim is tapik b'muat. So that's why dafka, when we're involved in such a physical activity that has to do with our guf, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we try to remember a little bit, you know, everything should be in moderation. That he even adds at the end, why dafka after boni Yerushalayim? So he says, maybe you might think, you might just have to get depressed because we're in Galus now, we don't have Eretz Yerushalayim. So many tsaras, so many etzaharas, it's so hard. You know, so how could we have any hope? So we dafka had this bracha right afterwards. Harike Beitar was in Galus, it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. So the Kaddish Baruch Hu kind of gives us a simen. That's what he says here. I'm not sure. Where is Beitar? What we call Beitar is the modern Beitar is in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure where the old... Anybody? It was? It was. I don't know. That's what he says here. But he says maybe... Where is it? Where he says... Maybe he doesn't mean that. Maybe he just means it's... not exactly sure. But he wants to emphasize to us that even... They were in power. We didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. That's what he must mean. And we weren't. We didn't have our own monarchy there. So even there, you can have hope. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does nisim for you, even when Bnei Yisrael don't have Malchus Beis David. So that's why dafka after Bnei Yishalayim, and you might get depressed. Therefore, you have. Either way, we know Hatova HaMeitiv. Why we have a Meitiv? We learn something about the mitzvah of Kvura, and we learn why we say it in benching. Okay, Baiter. Tana Rabbanan. Seder Berachas Hamazon Kachu. What's the order of Berachas Hamazon? Bracha Rishona Berachas Hazon. Shniya Berachas Haaretz. Shlishis Boni Yerushalayim. Revias Hatova Hametiv. Fine. Ubeshabbos. What about Shabbos? Where do you say Ritzei? Maschil Benachama Umesayim Benachama Veokter Omer Kedushas Hayom BeEmsa. You don't have to say Ritzei in a separate bracha. You say it in the bracha which starts with the Nechama, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, and ends with the Nechama over Bnei Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us the Beis HaMikdash back. That's how Rashi and Tosfos understand it. Meaning you don't have to say it as a separate bracha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ritzei Ratzel Omra. I'm sorry, Ratzel Omra Benachama Omra. You want to say it in that bracha? Fine. Bebrachas Aris. You want to say it in the second bracha of benching? Omra. Fine. Bebrachas Shetiknu Chacham Biyavne Omra. You want to say it in the fourth bracha? Fine. You have your choice. Put in Ritzei wherever you want. Chacham Omra. No. Ain't Omra El Benachama Bovad. No. You can only say it in Nechama, meaning in Rachim. Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. So what's the difference between the first and third opinion? They both say you have to say it in the bracha of Nechama in Rachim. Yikibinayu Diyeved. No. The answer is Bidiyeved. What happens if you said it in one of the other brachas? Is it okay, b'di'evet? Okay. Interesting Rashi here. Look at Rashi where it says you can say it b'nechama. Top Rashi on the Yomud. U'b'shabbos maschil b'nechama. Klomar, einot tzarich lo l'sayim v'lo l'haschil b'shal Shabbos. You don't have to start or finish with Shabbos. Ela maschil u'masayim b'nechama. Binyan Yerushalayim kari nechama. Binyan Yerushalayim is called nechama. Kol heicha d'maschil. Whichever way you start. Bein rachim, bein nachamenu. So what's Rashi talking about? That's what we say. Rashi says, no, it doesn't matter however you start that bracha. Rachim or nachamenu. So what is, we are comforted. What's Rashi talking about? Tosas quotes Rashi, and then he says, "What Nachamenu, that there were those who started the third bracha of benching on Shabbos with Nachamenu, because Rachim is a bakasha. Rachim b'shem Elokeinu Ha'isul Amecha, v'yishlam Yerecha, Hashem have compassion on us." And we know we ask bakashas on Shabbos. So that's why, right, because on Shabbos we have to act as if we have everything, and we don't need anything, we don't ask supplications on Shabbos. So that's why, says Tosfos, that's why some people changed it from Rachim to Nachamenu. We are comforted, we're not really asking anything on Shabbos. Much is about to say, I think, what Tosfos says afterwards, but yes? What? Oh, so there are many examples of saying bakashas on Shabbos, right? We say, Tosas says, Tosas quotes, V'lo nehira, the second half of Tosas maschil, the bahako mash v'loshen tachanunim, v'en lahakmir, afilu yabi loshen bakasha. We say so many bakashas. The Yerushalmi has a suffix. How can we say, ro'enu, zunenu, parnasenu? The whole benching is bakashas. Let's just add in, what about saying hamapil on Shabbos? That's a bakasha. How about saying elokai nitzar? That's a bakasha. How about saying sim shalom? How about there's so many bakashas? What did the Gemara say back on Daf Chaf Aleph? Who remembers? Really, what happens if you're saying, if Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and you forget, you're saying the week of Shmoneh Esrei by mistake, and therefore, you have to stop, you finish the bracha. Why? Why do you finish the bracha? Why do you stop where you are? Because really, make our thing is appropriate for Shabbos, but you don't, because it's Torah HaTzibur. Tircha the Tzibur, you don't say it. But Haraya from that Gemara, that really Mikra did, there's nothing wrong with saying the Shemona Esrei. Right? Ain't Omer Bakash is okay. But really, Bakashas aren't so bad. And we say Bisha Berach for a Cholet, maybe that's Sarchit Tzibur, but either way, there's so many Bakashas that we say. What's the answer? This Tosfos. Tosfos says, Omer Leib, Tofes Bracha Kahu. Once something has the status of a text of Tfila, a text of something that you always say, then it's Bakasha, but it kind of loses its status of Bakasha. It's part of the text that we always say. And Tosfos says, "Uminak shtusu hamashana bracha shalchol." You want to switch it to achamino? It doesn't make sense because there's so many bakashas that we say, and once it has the form to add in extra stuff during the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. Okay, maybe that's not appropriate. But the text that we have, the bakashas that we have that are formalized, that we say in Shmoneh Esrei before we go to sleep, whenever we say it in benching, that is not a problem, and that's why the minhag olam is to say rachim, not to switch the girsa even on Shabbos. Right, the nods in parentheses even during the week, no? But saying please, I don't know, there's, do I say no? I mean, I don't know, Rachim, I think a lot of people say Rachim Hashem Elokeinu in general, they don't say no the whole week. But I don't think no is going to make it more of a, I don't know if it's going to make more of a, they have to do that on Shabbos? They drop the no? Okay, I don't understand where that comes from, but again, it doesn't really make a difference, Tosfos says. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara in the middle, two dots. Tana Rabbanan, binayin lebercha zamazam min haTorah. How do you know that benching is mitzvah daraisa? So again, this is the only bracha that is mi daraisa, that we pass in is daraisa. Throughout the Gemara, and even here, other people say other brachas are daraisa, maybe some say brachas anenin is daraisa, maybe some people say machlokas, maybe Ramban, whether brachas haTorah is daraisa. Maybe it's a machlokas, whether you count it as one of the separate mitzvos. But either way, benching is agreed upon. There's a beautiful, I don't think we're not going to have time to read it, but the Sefer HaChinuch has a 4-page arichus on Birchas HaMazon and Parshas Ekev. So I suggest everybody, it's a long day today, you can look at it. Actually, it's a long day probably for Pesach, but if you have time, you can look at that Chinuch. Minan leBirchas HaMazon min haTorah. So how do you know that benching is midaraisa shenemar v'achalto v'savato v'irachta? Zu Birchas HaZon. As Hashem Elokecha, we learn from that first three words, the first bracha of Hazan. As Hashem Elokecha, zu birchas hazimun. Right? Hashem Elokecha, mentioning Hashem's name, is a hint to birchas hazimun. Al ha'aretz, zu birchas ha'aretz. Right? Hatov, that's the referring to Eretz Yisrael. Hatova, zu boni Yerushalayim. Hatova has to do with Bini Yerushalayim. We'll get to Bezrim tomorrow, why we have to mention all these things when we bench. V'chein hu omer. How do you know Hatova is refers to Yerushalayim? Hahar Hatov Hazeva Halavanon. Right, so you see that Yerushalayim and is referred to by Tov. Asher Nasan Lach Zu Hatova Hametiv. And the word Asher Nasan Lach refers to Hatova Hametiv. Right, this is the shita that holds that Hatova Hametiv is Daraisa. We had earlier, right? We had to prove against that shita that there is though an opinion out there that says even the fourth brach Hatova Hametiv is Daraisa. We don't pass in that way. But this is the opinion here. Ein li ala la'achra, now I only know that these are the makoros for the brachas that you say afterwards, benching. Lefanami 9, how do you know that there is a bracha makor for brachos lefaneha? So we had this before. Amet kavachomer, meis beis ala kavachomer. Kshu saveh amavarek, shirai v'al kol shekein. When somebody is satiated, he makes a bracha. When he's hungry, of course he should make the bracha. As we noted, most physical pleasures we get more benefit from when we're about to partake. When we see the cheesecake in front of me, you say, oh. And then afterwards, we're like, oh, you know, we feel it. But we get the Hanoi is when we know we're going to get the pleasure. That's half the when we know we're going out to eat, when we know we're about to do something, we feel great. Afterwards, it feels okay, but it's not as much as that. We don't have the having the taiva itself, having unfulfilled taiva, so then that's not good. But having the taiva, knowing you're about to fulfill it, so then that's the kol shekein. Rabbi Omer, or maybe Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino Tzarach. Second opinion, no. There's another way you have these limudim. V'yachalta v'sod v'rachta zuberchas hazon. Right, the Girsa Yazin is Hashem Alokecha. Aval Berchas HaZimun. Where do you know Zimun from? From the beginning of the Perek, Migadol Hashem Iti, right, Nafka. That's how you learn that there were three people in the Zimun. We had that on Memhei. Al Ha'aretz, Zu Berchas Ha'aretz. Hatova Zu Bani Yerushalayim. V'cheinu Omer Ha'or Hatova Zev Alabanon. Same. Hatova Ha'meitiv V'yavne Tiknuha. Right, Hatova Ha'meitiv, that was Durabanan. Ein Li Elo La'achra, the fun of me, Na'ayin Tamalomar. Also, Berach HaRishon is a pasuk. Asher Nasa Lach, Misha Nasa Lacha. Once it's put in front of you, so then you could already say the bracha. Okay, so according to this opinion, he holds Berachas Hanen. It might be Daraisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Eino Tzarach. A third way to read the pesukim. Harehu Omer. This is a third, not all the pesukim. This is another way to learn out Berach HaRishona. Uveirachas Lach Mecha Ve'esmei Mecha. Right, Hashem bless your bread and your water. Al Tikrei Uveirach Elo Uvareich. Don't say it. He blessed, but Uvareich, you shall bless. The emas ikari lachem kolam shiachlenu. You shall bless your bread. What does that mean? Bless your bread when it's still called bread. Once you eat it, it's not bread anymore. It's inside of you. So beirach, you should give a bracha to the bread. You can't say all these bracha rishonas are dafka for hamotzi. Maybe hamotzi might be different than making bracha rishon on bread than the others. But it's not explicated. Rebbezin omarino tzarach. Another makar way that you learn how you have to say a bracha rishona. Ino tzarach harei omer kivoachem ha'ir. This is the background when Shaul Hamelech was looking for Shmuel, right? Shaul got a message. He has to go see Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel's going to anoint him as the first king of Israel. So he came to looking in the city. So Kavachem Ha'ir. So when he came to the city, came to him. So there you'll find him. B'terem Ya'aleh Habamasa Le'echol. So the ladies of the city that he was talking to said, you'll find Shmuel over there before they go up to the Bama to eat. Ki lo yochal ha'am ad bo'o. The Am is not going to eat until he, Shmuel, comes. Ki hu yivarech hazavach, because he will bless. He will give a bracha to the karban. Achrechein yochlu akruim. And after that, the kruim, the ones who were gathered, will eat. So you see from the pasuk again, a smach, where first comes the birchas hazavach, the bracha, and then comes the kruim, then comes the zavach, then they partake. Before there's an important rashi here, but let's just finish this line first. The kolkach lama. The Gemara is noting that this is very verbose, full of words, pasuk. When you go up to the city, you'll find him there. Before you go up, people aren't going to eat until he comes, because he's going to give the bracha. It's very, very, they could have said things, just go there, you'll find him there. Boom. What are you getting through this whole tup to lots of psukim in Tanakh? So the Gemara says, number one, the fish, anashim dabronio, same. Okay, women talk a lot. Anashim dabronio, same. Or at least these nashim. Ushmuel Amar, everything's in the Gemara. Ushmuel Amar, kadei lehistakel b'yafya shel Shaul. Right? Or number two, they thought Shaul was a handsome guy. They couldn't like talk straight because they were like staring at him, or maybe they wanted to look at him more. Anyway, lehistakel b'yafya, he was a very handsome. Dechsiv b'shichmo v'malo gavoa mikal adam. He was handsome, he was tall, big shoulders. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, number three, no. Lafisha Einma, come on. Lafisha Ein Malchus no gas bechaverta afil kamali nima. A Malchus, somebody who rules Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows to the second how long this person is supposed to rule Am Yisrael. And how long, when he's supposed to take over. And nobody steps on anybody else's shoes even by a millisecond. So therefore, Rashi explains, Shmuel HaNavi was in charge of Klal Yisrael right now. He had another few minutes to go. It wasn't his time yet. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka was behind these events in order to make sure that Shmuel Shaul didn't come before the allotted specific time that he was supposed to take over. Period. Either way, why do we bring this in? Because this was another makar for Bracha Rishona. Right? That was another makar that you say Bracha and then Achu HaZevach. Look at Rashi. Kihu, like a third of the way down. Kihu Yivarech HaZevach Ve'acharechein Yochlu Akruim. Right? He'll give a Bracha and then everybody will eat it. Lametzcha Shaton Levarech Levne'achil HaZevach. So you learn from here, you have to make a Bracha before you eat. Hu Omer, what Bracha? So, without looking at Rashi, what bracha? Shahakol. You're going to make a bracha. We're talking about brachas anan in here. Right? That's what we're talking about. What does Rashi say? Hu omer baruch asher kadoshanu zov zivanu lechol es hazevach. In other words, brachas hamitzvah. Right? Before you eat a carbon, before a coin is a carbon, he says, asher kadoshanu zov zivanu lechol chatos, lechol asham. Asher kadoshanu zov zivanu lechol truma, if he eats truma. So Rashi says we're talking about a brachas hamitzvah here. Asks the Marsha, asks the Tzlach, asks the Pnei Yeshua, asks everybody, what is Rashi talking about? The Gemara here is talking about Berachas HaNehenin. We're trying to prove, where do you know Bracha Rishona? Uberachas Lach Becho, all the other Makaras are Bracha Rishona. Rashi quotes, Uberach, so it sounds, you're talking about a carbon here, but Berachas HaZevach, maybe you make a Shahakol also. Right, when we eat matzah, we're going to say Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz and Alach Hilas Matzah. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to. That's what the Marsha says. The Marsha argues on Rashi. He doesn't know what Rashi's talking about. How can you say we're talking about Berachas HaMitzvah here? We're talking about Berachas HaNehenin. It's two very different kinds of mitzvos. Two very different kinds of brachos. That's why he leaves Rashi Bitzarach Ian. And again, others find it difficult exactly how Rashi, if Rashi understands this pasuk as talking about a Berachas HaMitzvah, so how is it possible to use it as a makor for Berachas HaNehenin? So again, I don't know if the Rav would say it here, but there is an idea from Rav Soloveitchik that might help us here. And that is, if you look at the Rambam in beginning of Hilchas Brachos, I wanted to say this somewhere within these two prakim, so I'll say it here. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Brachos, the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Brachos says it's a mitzvah to make a bracha before every hana'ah. Before you get any type of and then get hana'ah from it. Make the bracha and then get hana'ah. And the next line of the Rambam, the next halacha of the Rambam, Aleph Gimel, he says you also have to make a bracha before you do every mitzvah. But it doesn't just say you have to make a bracha before you do every mitzvah. The Rambam adds in one crucial word. Ukishem shemevarchin al hana'a, kach mevarchin al kol mitzvah u'mitzvah, v'yachriach yaseusa. What's the word? Kishem. Just like you make a bracha on hana'a, you make a bracha on mitzvahs. So again, what's the kishem? The Rambam is a halachic work, but it's also a conceptual work. So what's the Rambam telling us by kishem? Kishem is a connection. There's some kind of connection between brachas hana'a and brachas ha-mitzvahs. What's the connection? How do you connect the two? We've said, what's Berachas HaNehenin? Berachas HaNehenin is matir. It's all about the hana beforehand belongs to Hashem. And with the bracha, now I'm matir and now I'm allowed to partake in it. What does it have to do with the mitzvah? What's the kishem? It's a mitzvah. What kind of matir do I need? Says the Rav, maybe you also need a matir to do a mitzvah. Because after all, what's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is when I'm trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The finite with the infinite. How could I try to get close to Hashem? Who am I? I'm an ant. I'm a little nothing. What gives me the right to try to go into the palace? What gives Esther the right? Where's the Sharbet Hazav sticking out? How can I go close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rav said that's the bracha. The bracha is a recognition that you know you're doing it because you're a mitzuvah. You're doing it because you're an Eved Hashem. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. Once you say those words, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the door's open. That's why Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir. That's the kishem in the Rambam. Just like Birchas HaNenin you have to do because that's matir, so too by a mitzvah. Every time we do a mitzvah, why do you have to make a Birchas HaMitzvah before the mitzvah? Do it after the mitzvah. Like Shavach Vahudah. What's the answer? No, because it's a matir as well. You got to make the bracha, recognize that you're a mitzvah, then do the mitzvah. That's exactly what a berachas ha-mitzvah is as well. That's the kishem of the Rambam. So I thought maybe, if that's the case, maybe that helps a little bit with this Rashi. Because we're trying to learn berachas ha-nehenin, and Rashi says that one of the makaros here is berachas ha-mitzvah. So maha kesher. So again, it doesn't help totally, but maybe that's behind what Rashi is saying here, that there's a berachas ha-mitzvah, is the same idea as a berachas ha-nehenin. So once you have a makor for berachas ha-nehenin, maybe that would also apply to a berachas ha-mitzvah. Again, it's a little drashi to put that word in here, but I think it's at least a possibility.
Why would that mean that every time there's no, you're not mitzvah, you're not allowed to say
berachas? Oh, that's a question. That's why, this, according to the Svardim, according to the Shulchan Aruch in Achinami, when we don't say a bracha. So, but maybe the other way is that there's still a kiyum hamitzvah, even though there's no ma'isa hamitzvah. There's no chiyum hamitzvah. And maybe as long as men are mitzvah, so separate shir. But,
I think also that maybe because you get
the hana,
mitzvah's on a
different level. Yeah, mitzvah lava henos ninu, generally, except maybe Talmud Torah. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Where are we up to? Fourth wide line. The ainli ela berchas amazon berchas arminayin. So all these bakaris are about benching. What about berchas atorah? Amr bishmol kavachomer al chayi shah mevarin al chayi olam abal al kol shekain. We make a bracha on chayi shah on food. So al chayi olam abal, surely you should be able to make the bracha. Reb Chiya bar Nachmani tamid shor bishmol omer shor bishmol. Eino tzarech. No, you have a different makar for berchas atorah. We already had a different makar, Kishem Hashem Ekra, we had back in the earlier brachas. Hari Omer, another makar, Ala Aretz HaTova Hashem Nasalach. Right, one pasuk says, uses the word Tova Hashem Nasalach by Aretz. Ulalanu Omer, V'yatna Lacha, Es Luchos HaEven V'haTorah V'haMitzvah. So you see, Etna Lacha, Nesina, is by both of them. That's the Gzeir Shava, and therefore you learn from there that just like you have to give Hodah on the Aretz, you have to give Hodah on Torah. Rabbi Meir Omer, something that we're going to talk about in the last parak. Minayin kishesh mevarchan al tova kach mevarch al hara. How do you know that we have to give bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the bad like the good? Tamalomer shenasa an loch Hashem alokecha. Dayencha b'chol din shedancha. Bein mida tova, bein mida peronus. So we also learned that out from that pasuk. Everything that Hashem does to you, you have to be dan him l'tov. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer Eino Tzarech. Hariyo Omer Tova Hatova Tova Zu Torah. So we learn now from the word Tova Hatova, the extra one, that's teaching me Tova is a reference to Torah. V'cheinu Omer Gilechach Tov Nasati Lachem. Tov, you see, is a reference to Torah from the pasuk Yilach Tov Nasati Lachem. So that's the word Tova is teaching me Torah. Hatova, the extra hey, Zebinyan Yerushalayim. Bchenu Omer Hahar Hatova Zeva Havanon. The word Hatov is a reference to Yerushalayim. So again, you have various different opinions on this Amud about what the Makar is. L'maisa, we agree what the brachas are to say, but whether they're Daraisa, whether they're Rabbanan, and what the Makar is, that is the discussion in the Gemara. Okay, so we'll stop here today. Today the shiur was L'Rafua Shalema Tali Bas Dvo Rabina. Tali Bas Dvo Rabina. Amen. Amen.